Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Dr. Wenda, and welcome to Dr. Wenda Speaks the Word. We have a great topic for today, and it is called In the Beginning. For our biblical reference, we're going to go to the first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis, and we're going to look at chapters 1 and 2. In the beginning was God. And that's what is stated. The first four words in Genesis, the first chapter, says, in the beginning, God. So God was in the beginning of it all. See, in the beginning, God, our supreme being, he existed before our current solar system and life on this earth. There was an English astronomer named Fred Hoyle, H-O-Y-L-E. He was credited for coining the term Big Bang during a talk show that was aired in March of 1949 on BBC radio broadcast. He said these theories were based on the hypothesis that all the matter in the universe was created in one Big Bang at a particular time in the remote past. And he said remote past. Yes, he is correct. It was a remote past. We don't know how many billions of years it was created, because when God spoke, the molecules and the substances began to move. That was the Big Bang. They begin to come together and they begin to separate, because there's power in the spoken word. So that spoken word of God created that Big Bang that he describes it. He calls it a Big Bang, but who spoke the words to cause the Big Bang? None other than God, our creator, the supreme being that was here before we existed. He's from eternity past to eternity future. God was in the beginning. Now, when we look at the book of Genesis, which is called the book of the beginning, and yes, it was written, they say that Moses wrote the book. Now, when we look at the beginning of our current solar system and the earth, we see what is taking place as it relates to what is recorded in the Bible. So I'm going to go through what is recorded in the Bible. Then I'm also going to bring in some statistics and some facts like I have already done. So I want you to continue to stay tuned as I speak the word, as Dr. Wenda speaks the word of God. And I pray that the words that you will hear during this broadcast will inspire you, will encourage you, will increase your faith in God, and that you will be able to take information from this broadcast and share it and apply the applicable parts to your life. Let's look at the complete first verse in the first chapter of Genesis. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It says, in the beginning, God, he was here in the beginning. What did he do? He created the heaven and the earth. So we're going to look at the heaven and the earth. There were some questions that I had put out there that we were going to discuss today. One is, what existed? That was the first question. We're going to talk about and discuss what existed in the beginning and what is created in the beginning. And there's a difference between existed and created, two separate things. And we're going to look at the difference of the two. But first, let's look at the beginning of our solar system, because in Genesis, the first chapter, verse 1, it said God created the heaven and the earth. So the heaven is our solar system, and the earth is the planet that we live on. So let's look at our solar system. Based upon my research, our solar system was formed 4.6 billion years ago. I'm going to repeat that. Based upon my statistics, the solar system was formed 4.6 billion years ago from a gravitational collapse of a giant interstellar molecule cloud. So that's what Fred Hoare was saying about the Big Bang and the molecules that was moved, the particles that was moved. But we know that there was something that caused that cloud, that giant interstellar molecule cloud with gravitational collapse. Who caused the collapse? It tells us in the Bible, in Genesis, the first chapter, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So who caused that gravitational collapse of a giant interstellar molecule cloud? It was no one else but God. But God. Hallelujah. And according to the scientists, it was 4.6 billion years ago. So that means God existed before 4.6 billion years ago. God existed. Okay, now, as we go on, we can now answer the first question. What existed? And I'm going to add, and who existed? God existed. God and the heavenly host existed in the beginning. What existed? And the Bible tells us in chapter 1, verse 2, what existed? The scientist says that the solar system was formed in 4.6 billion years ago. So before 4.6 billion years, what did exist? And the Bible gives us the answer. In Genesis, the first chapter, verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form. What existed? The earth. The earth existed. This earth was here before 4.6 billion. Actually, they say that the earth, scientists said that the earth was actually, the number of years that the earth is 4.54 million years old. That's what they say the earth is, 4.5 million years old. So, and they say that the solar system existed 4.6 billion. So they're still dealing with 4-something billion years ago. Now, the Bible tells us that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So the Bible's telling us that existed. But the form that it existed in was without form. So it was no order on this planet, but this planet existed as a planet. It existed as a planet, but it was without order. The Bible says and the earth was without form and void. And then the Bible also says that darkness was upon the face of the deep. That there were deep areas in this planet, earth, that was without form and was void, and it was darkness. Hallelujah. But then here comes where God steps in. So God is a spirit, and he's here, and God exists from eternity past to eternity future, and he sees this earth. that's without form and void and dark. And he began to move. The Bible says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So there was water already existing on the earth, and the earth was without form. Now, the scientist says that the earth is 4.54 million years old. And the scientists say the vast majority of the system's masses is in the sun, with the majority of the remaining mass contained in Jupiter, etc. Now, in our solar system and how God set up our solar system, the earth is the third planet from the sun. And the third planet from the sun, and it's the only one that we know of that harbors life. That we know. And that we know that 29% of Earth's surface is land, and the remaining 79% is water. So as we go through the book of Genesis, we'll see how God separates the land, which makes up 29%, from the water. Because in the beginning, it was void. It was water. There, the Bible says it was water in the deep, upon the deep. So there is darkness, there's void, is darkness without form, and in the face of upon he moved in the face of the deep. He moved upon the face of the waters. So there was waters that was existed. So the question was, what existed? What existed, number one, was a planet without form, that was dark, that was void of life. It was dark. There was water on this planet. So it was void. It didn't have any form. It was dark. There was deep places. There is water. But God moved upon the face of the waters. So we know what existed. Let me go back over what existed in the beginning. It was a planet that we call Earth, that was without form, was void, was dark, that there was water here on the earth. Now, who existed? Who existed? God. God. He existed. And the heavenly hosts with God exist. So we know what existed in the beginning, and we know who existed in the beginning. Now, let's go on, and we're going to continue to see what existed, and then answer the next question, what is created? When we move on to verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God solved a problem because the earth was without form. It was void. It was darkness was upon the face of the deep. There was water. So what God did first, God created light. And he created light by saying, let there be light. He spoke light into existence. And you may say, what? He spoke life into existence. There is power in the tongue. It's power in the word. There's power in the word. Let there be light, and there was light. And what happened was, when God spoke the word, the sun began to shine, and he began to separate the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and he began to call the night night. So that means that the way God created the earth, he had the earth to turn, because of number one is that the earth was without form and void. But he set up the earth so that the earth could turn, so there could be a portion of the earth that has light. And while one portion of the earth has light, which is day, the other portion of the earth has night, because the other portion of the earth is not facing the sun, who shines light on the earth. So God began to rotate. Ha! Hallelujah. He began to rotate the earth so that there could be light for day and darkness for night. Instead of having a hole, because when God looked upon the earth, it was dark. There was no light shining on the earth. Hallelujah. Let's move on to this was day one. He created light and light for day and darkness for night. So the earth began to rotate. The sun began to shine to allow light. And then darkness because of the rotation of the planet. As we move on, it says in verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. This is so unique, and it's a good point that I'm going to bring out here. The earth already had water. It stated that in verse 2. There's water, because God moved upon the face of the waters. So there was already water on this planet that was without form and void and was dark. But God decided to separate the waters. So he created layers in the atmosphere. So there would be waters above and waters on the earth. See, that's how when you study science, you'll see how you have molecules and you have vapor and how rain comes down to the earth. And then you have substance that goes up into the atmosphere. The draining system is so great. And when I say draining system, you may say, what are you talking about, Dr. Wenda? I'm talking about how we have missed and how the water is stored in the clouds and how the water comes from the clouds to filter down to the earth and how there are vapors and there are substances that come from the ground that goes back up into the clouds. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of terms that talk about the rain coming down and then vapors going back up and using different scientific terms, but it's a good cycle that God created to allow rain to be stored in clouds while also there is water to be stored in clouds, and then also water to be kept here on the earth in the form of seas and oceans and lakes and rivers. So God separated the waters. It says divided the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament. And that's what I'm talking about. Now, in his dividing of the firmament, and we look at the firmament, what's in the atmosphere, which is the firmament that's above. We call it the Earth's atmosphere. And it's actually divided into five major layers. So the water that is above is actually divided into five main layers of the atmosphere. You have the exosphere, and you have several other spheres. One is the stratosphere, the mesosphere, the thermosphere. You know, these are some of the spheres that are in the atmosphere, and God put that there. And if you want to study more about it, it talks about you will, when you study it, you'll look at what can be done in the different layers in order to either go how many miles is in each layer, you know, what is the temperature that's in each layer, what is the oxygen layer. Level in each layer is very interesting. So I would encourage you to study and to review and research those five main layers that's in the firmament that God created that was above. Because in verse 7, it says, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament, with the waters which was above the firmament. And it was so. So God called the firmament heaven. So we have five main levels in the earth's atmosphere, which is heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day. Good information. Hallelujah. So the waters existed. Do you want to know what existed in the beginning? Waters existed, but what God did is separate the waters. So we have waters in the atmosphere where the clouds are. Hallelujah. Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. So all of the different, you may look at, oh, we have the Atlantic Ocean now. We have the Pacific Ocean. We have the Indian Ocean. We have, and you may name all of the different oceans that we have now. But in the beginning, it was water all gathered together in one place. All of the land was gathered together in one place. So remember that. We did not have separation until later on after Noah and the ark, and we'll talk about that later. But in the beginning, it was land was all together, and then water was all gathered in one place. Now, as we move on, we see that in verse 10, God called the dry land earth. That's what he called the dry land. We call the whole, I call the whole planet earth. But God says, God called the dry land earth, and gathered together all of the waters, and he called the water sea. And God said it was good. And it was good because we started out with a planet that was dark, without form, void of order, void, darkness, water was everywhere. But God created, God allowed the waters to move so that there could be land for us to live on. Oh, that is great. And then also, what happened to the land? What was created? See, now we're moving on to the next question, which was, what was created? And we already know who created it. God created it. God created it. But let's look at what things were created. Because prior, what God did was separated. God separated. You know, God separated. For example, the waters, he separated. The waters already existed, but he separated. He did create light. He created light. But what else did God do? With the land, he gathered together. He said, let the earth bring forth grass. Because it was just the land. The land didn't have anything on it until God spoke to the land and said, bring forth grass, herb-yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his own kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. So God spoke of herbs and fruit trees and grass into existence. And what happened was is that those items begin to grow out of the land. And as they grew out of the land, the seed was already in them to be able to multiply and continue to be in existence. And the earth brought forth grass, and the earth obeyed what God spoke. The earth brought forth grass and herb-yielding seed after his kind, and tree-yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. That's verse 12. Of Genesis, the first chapter. And this was the evening and the morning were the third day. Now, let's move on to verse 14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament. Remember we talked about heaven? He heaven and then earth. He said, now let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. So in addition to the sun, which brought life, there was also other light, the stars, which are distant planets, light, hallelujah, that helped divide day from the night. See, at night, you see the star. I remember when I was younger, I saw beautiful stars in the sky at night. There wasn't any obstruction. We could just see the planet twinkling in the sky. It says, let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was good. And the stars do give light. The moon, the sun shines on the moon, and the moon gives light to the earth at night. And then verse 6 talks about, 16 talks about, not 6, but 16 talks about the, he made two lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light. And I talked about that already, how God created the light, the sun, and how the sun would shine on one part of the earth, and it would be day, and the earth would rotate on its axis, and the other part of the earth where the sun did not directly shine would be night, dark. That's an awesome God. That is awesome. To put a planet that's void and without form in an axle that rotates. Whew. Glory to God. That is excellent. Lord, I thank you. And then in verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And it is good how God did that, to have our day and our night and have how the light shines on the earth. Oh, yes, that's powerful, powerful, hallelujah. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Now, let's go back to the waters, because remember, the waters existed when this planet was without form. Now, it did not say that when the planet was without form that there was stuff in the water. No. It just said water, because God moved upon the water. But in verse 20, then we see how God addressed the living creature that's in the water. You know, some of us like fish. I know I love fish. And this is when God allowed the fish. He created the fish. So we had a question about who created. God created. What did he create? He created living beings in the water. Hallelujah. And he said, and he spoke, this is what he said. And he said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life. Life. Moving creatures that have life. And fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. So he created beings to live in the water, and he also created beings to fly in the atmosphere, or the firmament above. And then it specifies that God created whales, every living creature that moves, which the water brought forth abundantly after their kind. So there were many kinds of fish, many kinds of animals that lived in the water, and also every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So winged fowls, the birds, the eagles that fly, the buzzards that fly after its own kind. And God blessed them. So God blessed the fish in the sea, the animals that's in the sea, and he blessed the flying animals in the air. And he said to them, he spoke to them and said, be fruitful and multiply. So I want you to multiply. Have more fish. Have more little birds. Multiply. And fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. Okay, I want you to multiply. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So after God dealt with the animals in the air and the animals that lived in the water, and he created them, he spoke them in existence. When I say created them, he spoke them into existence, and he said to be fruitful and to multiply. Now we move on to the land. Remember, God separated the waters from the land so the land could appear. So in verse 24, it says, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. And then he specifies cattle and creeping things. Yes, spiders, creeping things. And beasts of the earth, buffaloes, after his kind. And it was so. So God spoke the animals into existence. All of the animals you see, God spoke the animals into existence. Hallelujah. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. When God spoke in verse 24 and 25, it does not state man or mankind. It says that the earth brings forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creepy things, and the beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. A human being is a living creature, but God didn't create mankind, man, until the 26th verse. He spoke the other creatures that walk on the face of the earth in verse 24 and 25. When you look at verse 26, God said, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image. Let me and my heavenly host, hallelujah, create man in our image. So if you will look at a man, I know that he made man and he made female. He made man and woman, male and female. But when you look at a male, all males, whether the skin color, no matter what skin color the male has, no matter what region of the country or land the male may come from, all males have the same organs in their body. They're made the same way. The only difference is that the hair may be straight, or it may be curly, or it may be different colors. But you have the head, the arms, you have the legs, you have the chest, you have the back, you have the butt, you have the private parts, you have the thighs, the knees, and the bottom of the legs, the ankles, and the feet. All men are built with the same organs. And God said that man was made in his image. So don't be saying that God looks like an eagle. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. God created man in own image. He said, let us create man. And when he created man, oh my God, I'm going to talk more about him creating man, because that's who God created. God created everything, including man. And he gave man an assignment. So he did not just create man to exist. He created man to manage, to rule over, to have dominion over. So it's not just, oh, we're going to create a man and the man is going to do nothing. No. In verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish. Dominion, dominion, dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth, over all the earth and cattle and over all the earth. I'm going back over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So he said, let us make man, and then he also gave man dominion over. The animals are not supposed to be dictating to man. Man was created to have dominion over them. Oh, yes. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. He created a male and he created a female. All females have the same body part. You can stand female side by side. They all have the same body part. The head, the neck, the breast, the back, the body, the private areas, the thighs, the knees, the bottom of the calf, the ankle, the feet. All women, no matter what, how long the hair is or whether they don't have hair, no matter what the shade of the skin is, the body of a woman, they all look the same. The structural body of the woman. When I say look the same, they say, well, some of them are fat. Yes, some of them have extra fat cells in them, and some of them don't. Some of the bodies retain water and extra water, some of them don't. But the organs are the same because God says, let's create man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, both male. Created he him, male and female. So the males and the females are in God's own image. Hallelujah. In God's own image. And God blessed them, both male and female. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. That's why God created male and female. Because when the male and the female get together, he put the organs, the reproductive organs in women so that the sperm in men can be able to fertilize the egg that is in the woman. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So you have your assignment, Adam's assignment or man's assignment is to have dominion, but then he also blessed both of them. He blessed male and female, and he gave them a replenish. First he said multiply and replenish. So don't leave with just one male and one female. You need to multiply, have little ones. Now you know that Adam, which was the first man, did not have a childhood because he was created as an adult. The first woman later on was named Eve. She was created as an adult. But God commanded them to have children. Even though children is not mentioned in Genesis, the first chapter, but what is mentioned is be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And then also what he said is subdue it, subdue the earth. because he gave them dominion over it and have dominion. See, dominion, the word dominion is used again, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So all of the animals, men, male and female, have dominion over them. They have dominion over them. And God says, behold, I have given you every herb bearing. This is what God said. Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for me. He even said where to go get your food. He told mankind, male and female, where to go get their food. And he says, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth therein, there is life. I have given every herb, green herb for meat, and it was so. I've given every green herb for meat. You can eat herbs, the green herbs that is being talked about in this Bible. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the beginning and the morning were the sixth day. And this is what happened when God created. We're going to do a recap for those who may have came into the broadcast a little bit later, but we're going to do a recap. Now, there was another question that was outlined for us to go over, is what was the role of mankind? What was the role of mankind? And when I say mankind, I'm talking about male and female. As we recap the lesson, we see that the role of man, male and female, was to have dominion over the earth and every living thing on the earth. They were instructed by God to have dominion over. So when you have dominion over, that means that you have the ability to control and to manage and direct and to organize. Hallelujah. And God also said your role is to be fruitful and to multiply. To be fruitful and to multiply. He gave that rule to the animals, and he's also given them to male and female, mankind. So what was the role? To have dominion over everything, and to be fruitful and to multiply. Now let us continue to recap. But before I continue to recap, we're going to move into chapter 2 briefly. And it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. So when we finish with chapter 1, God is saying in chapter 2, verse 1, that all of the heavens and the earth was finished, that he created everything. He reshaped and he created everything, what's recorded in chapter 1 of the book of Genesis. And it says, on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And then it goes on, and God said, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So God created and God rested. And when I look at when the Bible says that God rested, God, who was here before our planet was given shape and was given life, God rested. So my question to you, why do we have to be moving 7 days a week? Why do we need to work 7 days a week? God rested in one of those days. Don't you think you need to rest? Because we find out this day and time that we get stressed, male and female, get stressed. We get overwhelmed. You know, things frustrates us. And when you begin to feel stressed and frustrated, step back and take a rest. Take a rest. You can't keep going 7 days, 7 days working, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days. You need to stop and you need to rest. God, our supreme being, our Father, he rested. We should also learn and to take time to rest. I just wanted to put that point out in you because somebody is constantly going and constantly working. Oh, I got to do this. I have to do this. Oh, that can't wait. I've got to do this. I've got to do this. But I want you to stop. Take time and rest. Some people, there was a term used years ago, take a chill pill. You know, I don't know whether a chill pill exists or not. And I'm not telling you to go take a pill. But what I'm telling you is to learn how to rest and appreciate rest. Appreciate quiet. Appreciate not working for a day. Now, I'm not saying, oh, okay, well, I'm not working at all. No, you need to work. You need to be active in doing something. God gave man and woman an assignment. They had to manage and have dominion over the earth. Find out what God has given you to do. Who do you have dominion over? What do you have dominion over? What are you organizing? What are you managing? What are you developing? What are you marketing? What are you selling? What are you doing? You are created by God. So what are you doing? Oh, just want to throw that out. But let's do our recap in our final few minutes of this broadcast. We found out that God existed before our earth and our solar system. He was there. He found this planet that was dark, that was without form, no order, that was void of life, that had water, water to sustain life. But God had to take this planet, which we know as Earth, and to bring order to the planet so that life can be sustained here on this planet. So we could have herbs and grass and flowers, that we can have animals in the sea, in the waters beneath the earth, as well as birds and fowl flying in the air above the earth. God had to create and allow the elements into existence to move so that the earth could rotate, that there's sun that will shine on the earth, that there's a moon, that there are stars, that there is an atmosphere so that we could breathe, and that the atmosphere of the earth has a gravitational pull that we can walk without flying in the air. God created all of this. So when you look and you begin to research and you begin to consider all of the different things that you learned in your science class, and you may hear your teacher say, it was the Big Bang. Yes, it was a Big Bang because God spoke those elements to move, which created movement. Movements coming together, separating, causing order to make order out of a situation that's out of order. So, yes, God spoke and elements began to move. So we have the man who called it what I gave you the name earlier. His name is Fred Hoyle, H-O-Y-L-E. He was the one that was credited in coining the term Big Bang in 1949 on a BBC radio broadcast. But God is the one that caused the Big Bang. And God existed before our earth and before our solar system was formed. Now, you may question that, but you can. But I want you to go back and research. And the scientists have said that there are other solar systems, and they say the number of years those other solar systems, light years that the solar systems are away from us. And they found out that there are so many other solar systems in the universe. I don't have the stats right now to tell you how many they have found. But we're focusing in on God selected where we are now. I cannot speak on the ones that are millions of light years away or thousands of light years away or trillions of light years away, but where we are now here on this earth, we need to appreciate God providing this place for us to sustain life so that we can be fruitful and to multiply. And when you look at fruitful, not just look at, oh, we're having one child after another child after another child, but what you do here on earth, your life here on earth, let it produce fruit. Don't just have it so that somebody says the person was born and the person died. But during the time between your birth and your death, there should be fruitful activity that you have done. If it's just creating a process or making an item, starting a process, may not even finish it. You may invent something. But there should be something that you're doing that would make you fruitful, that would add value to your life. And I like the term add value. Add value to your life and add value to where you are. Where you are, the country, the city, the state, the county, wherever you are, the job that you're on, you should add value. You should be fruitful. What can I do to make this process better? What can I do? Everybody doesn't have the gift to invent. Everybody may not have the gift to manage. But what can you do to make the operation on your job better? What can you do even in your church fellowship to make the service better? Maybe there's nobody that can carry a tune, but God has gifted you to sing. Why don't you volunteer and sing? Not to, oh, they got to pay me. No, why don't you use the gift that God has given you to God's glory and be a blessing and add value to where you are? You know, I'm going to invite you to take a personal assessment. When this program is over, I want you to just to sit down with a pencil and paper, yes, pencil and paper, not your laptop, pencil and paper, or pen and paper, and just begin to list, what can I add value to? What skills do I possess? What abilities do I have? How can I improve where I am? How can I make a positive change to where I am? There's always an opportunity to improve a situation, improve a process. You may have the answer that other people are looking for, but you have to be bold enough to find out, what skills and abilities you have and be able to be willing to share it with others so that there could be an improvement in other people's lives as well as yours. There's a scripture that I love to recite, and it is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. There are some things that we can do, but I declare that we can do all things as long as God strengthens you, as long as Christ strengthens you. You can do all things. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Dr. Wenda Speaks the Word. If you enjoyed this broadcast, I want you to tell your friends about it so that they may listen to this broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have another broadcast coming up soon, and when the episode is posted, I want you to tune in and listen. And I pray that you have been inspired, that you have learned something, that you, even the things that you already know, that I reiterated those things, because we need to know what the Word of God says, and we need to apply the Word, because I'm speaking the word to all different situations, to business situations, to scientific situations, to mental health situations, that we need to speak the word. So I want to thank you for this broadcast with Dr. Wenda Speaks the Word. And the topic was In the Beginning. And my biblical reference came from Genesis chapter 1. And Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. So I want to thank you for joining in. And we're going to, if you have any questions or if you want to send an email to me, you can email me, Dr. Wenda, at reflectionministriesintl@gmail.com. Again, it's reflection spelled out, ministries, or T-R-I-E-S, and then international is intl@gmail.com. If you like what I'm speaking about, or if you want to add a comment about what I'm saying, or if you even say, oh, I have a correction for you, I want to hear all that you have to say. You know, so please write me at reflectionministriesintl@gmail.com, and I will respond. I will respond to your email. May God bless you. May God strengthen you, and have a great day. Peace and blessings to you. Amen.